Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Hi, my name is Simone Talese, and I'm in the den with Nala.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, and we're right here in the den today with our girl, Simone Talese. Did I say it right?
Hello. Yeah, you said it right.
All right. So you tuned in with us right here on Power 904 in the den and Power 904 Hawaii. So tell us who you are, where you stand at, and what brought you to where you're at today.
My name is Simone Talese. I'm an R&B artist. I'm originally from Oakland, California, but I moved to Atlanta in 2019 and just been grinding it out ever since.
So you moved from Oakland to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So how did that go? What brought you to the big move in Atlanta?
So I was going back and forth with it. And at this time, I had this job. Before I moved here, I was a legal assistant before I took my music full time. And I was just like at that job one day. And I just remember being like, just so fed up with working there. And I just booked a ticket at work and literally left the state 3 days later. I was like, I have to do music. I'm like, I'm not doing this no more.
So were you afraid? Like, what were your feelings? Like, you left your whole job.
I was excited. I'm a pretty like bold person. And like me at that, I didn't have a spot when I booked the ticket originally to stay. I was just like, whatever I have to do, I don't care. I'm gonna get myself there. Like somehow, some way. Worst case scenario, my grandpa at the time had lived in Loganville, which is like 40 minutes outside the city, maybe more than that, maybe an hour. But I was like, I'm gonna get there either way. And I was 23 at the time, so I was pretty, like, I wasn't scared. I was pretty, like, adventurous at that age. I was just,
very
like,
spontaneous.
Right, whatever comes, comes. Would I do that now? Maybe not. But then, for sure.
Wow. Okay, so tell me about the journey. So you moved, you got the stuff there, jumped with a whole jump. How did it start with you in your career becoming a real R&B singer?
So I had kind of started that like a little bit before I moved. So in college, that's when I really like picked it up. Cause at first I wanted to be like, I was on a pre-pharmaceutical track. Like I was like, I'm not doing music. I didn't want to do it. And so, but then like towards the, I would say towards like my junior year of college, I was like, no, I definitely want to do music cause I can't do any of this other stuff that they got me doing. It's like, let me do something else. And so that was the moment I decided that I was going to do music like for a career. And then so I moved back home after college because I went to college in Ohio. So I moved back home after that, after I graduated. And then, you know, that's when I took up the job and I was just like, nah, definitely still have to be an artist. So then I moved here and I chose Atlanta because I just knew the R&B scene in Oakland wasn't really like, there was not a lot of like, what am I trying to say? Like lanes for us out there, like not a lot of venues, I feel like, in my opinion, from my experience supporting R&B.
Right.
Except for a few. And so I was like, I have to get to Atlanta because I just feel like that's where I'm one, meant to be, and two, where my music would do the best. And so far, I've been right.
That's like a relief, like big relief. Your story is kind of similar to mine, so it's very inspirational. I started out the same way in the medical field. I started out as a medical assistant at first. I graduated, then I went to be a surgical tech. And the my second day of intern, I was like, this ain't for me. Like, I can't talk. I got to stand here. I can't. Nah. Right. So I just completely walked out. My teacher thought I was plumb crazy. She was like, you came this far and you just gonna walk. I'm like, this ain't for me. I like people. I want to talk. I want to talk. I want to talk to these people. I want to know what's going on in their life. So I started out hosting in Jacksonville, Florida. Then I moved back to Georgia in the backwoods of the country. And I wasn't surviving. So I had my four walls building my podcast. And I'm like, not it. So I packed up all my stuff and came back to Jacksonville and ended up where I'm at today. So it's very inspirational that it's more spontaneous people out here that it would take on their careers than just, you know, live in fear. So tell us something about Simone Talese that you would want the people to know that we don't know about you.
So I feel like when people see my music, they probably just think like I'm very like crazy and just like unhinged. And I am, that is one part of me. But when I first meet people, I'm actually like very, very, very shy. And like, I have really bad stage fright, but I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter when I'm drunk because then I'll do anything. Like I will sing anywhere when I'm drunk. I will do karaoke. I do not care. So like, it's almost like, it's like two split personalities. Like there's just regular me. And then there's like my alter ego.
I'm very introverted. Like I love being to myself, but when I'm out here doing this with you guys, then it's like Nala. You know what I'm saying? My real name is Lamika. So when I'm home, it's Lamika. But Nala comes out, like you said, you get the drink in your system and you just like,
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Okay. So what's your new song that you're pushing right now?
I just dropped a new song, but the song I'm still pushing the most right now is Does She Know? And it's crazy because like for that song, like I really didn't have like any budget, like any budget. So I was just like, I'm gonna take all my efforts to TikTok. It was like, and I will post until somebody hears it or somebody like, you know, takes it seriously, because I just had that much faith in the song. And it was a long, probably like, I released it in March of this year. It didn't start taking off until like 3 months later. Like it just took off probably like the end of July.
Right.
And so, yeah, I was just like, you know, it's really hard, I feel like, when you're like an independent artist and you don't really have like a label push in a city where nobody really knew me out here because I'm not from here. It's not your hometown. And so I was like, I got to figure out a way to take myself from ground zero and make something shake. And so it was the same way with Intentions. I was just like, I'm going to post. And so somebody hears it. Somebody's going to hear it. And somebody's going to love it. And it just happened to work for me. But that song, I go through these little like things where like I just have like a lot of like pent up like anger sometimes. And music for me has always been the way that I release that. So I really just was like on the toilet one night. And I was listening to beats. I was sifting through the beats. And I heard that beat and I was like, speaking to me, and I just like, who's that Lexus in your driveway? Like, and it just keeps, I'm not even writing it down. I'm just like letting it like flow out. And I'm not a freestyler. I cannot freestyle, not my strong suit. But that beat for some reason just really brought it out of me. And it was never supposed to be released. Cause I did not like it at first. I did not like it.
Oh my goodness.
But then I sped it up and I was like, this is it. We could drop this.
So I watched one of your videos. Which video was that where you had the guy and you were tying them all up?
Intentions.
Yes. Okay. So what was going through your mind at that point? I mean, that's representing for some of the ladies because I know we're feeling that on the same level. What was going through your mind when you was writing this song?
That was actually like about one of like this guy that I used to mess with home. and we were dating for, it was one of those situations where, like, you know, you guys are best friends for a really long time. Then you guys happen to, like, start liking each other. And then really one thing led to another. But the end of the day, he just, like, randomly ghosted me for 3 months. And he was just like, oh, yeah, my dad's sick, blah, blah, blah. And he just popped up with a new girl on Instagram. And one thing about me, like, all my pain that I've ever had, like, I have to monetize off it. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just feel a need to monetize my pain. So I feel like, you know, like Beyonce said, best revenge is your paper. It's like, well, I'm going to write a song about it. And then I'm going to tell the whole story to the internet.
So I see her.
That's the alter ego.
You said that's one of your alter. Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah.
My alter ego is bold. Me, I'm shy. But my ego, bold.
Do you have a name for your alter ego, or do you just call it your alter?
I call her Sheila. I don't know why, but I just call her Sheila.
There goes Sheila.
I have no explanation as to why. It was just another S name.
Wow, that's cool. Well, I really like the song, just so you know. When I saw the video, I got the same vibe. Like, oh my God, I wish I could just get a dude and just don't tell nobody. But anyways, okay, so
all right,
so we went through that. You know, you just told us what your songs were. What is the most biggest obstacle that you have faced as an artist?
So I would say, like, one of the biggest obstacles is dating after branding myself as the girl who makes. Can I curse? Or no? I can curse? As branding myself as the girl who made crazy bitch music. That was so hard for me. Because I don't know. I guess people just thought, like, I would be that way off rip, but I don't usually. That side doesn't come out of me. Someone provokes it. And I actually have to be provoked for a really long time. Like, it would have to be constant disrespect to bring that out of me. But I would say non-alter is pretty level-headed, but I am in a relationship right now. So I did end up, like, getting a boyfriend, so now that's not really an obstacle anymore, but he's just so supportive, and I prayed on it, so, like, and he knows my heart, so
that's
he knows as long
up.
As he doesn't mess up, we're good.
That's what's up. So I'm glad you talked about that as well, relationships, going through the entertainment industry in a relationship, how does that balance out? I know that you said that he's very supportive, but how does that balance you guys out? Because as an artist, you are very, very busy sometimes, and, you know, maybe traveling and doing shows. How do you balance that out?
So what really helps is that he's also in the industry, but he's in, like, a different field than me. He's a live sound engineer. So he too is, like, you know, busy a lot, and he's, like, on a tour right now. So, like, I think that's what helps when you guys are both busy or have stuff and you're not, like, just sitting around and, like, thinking about, like, or letting your mind go everywhere all day. That helps a lot.
And it makes you,
like,
you know,
keeping
it
yourself
helps you
busy.
Take time. I mean, make the time that you have together. You don't take it for granted, because, you know, like, you're finna be straight.
Yeah, because I always told myself, like, I would never let me getting into a relationship distract me from, like, my actual, like, my goals and ambitions. And so it really, really helps having someone who is in music, who understands that, and who's also on the same type of time.
Facts. That's good advice. I'm going to take that. All right. So earlier you did say that you deal with a lot of anger. We deal with mental health here at Power 904. In the den, Power 904 Hawaii. We don't just want to talk about it in the month of May, so we try to keep it going. I'm glad you shared that part of your life with you, like how you struggle with anger. But how do you deal with that? Because I know I've had anger issues I'm a whole lion out here. Like, it's hard sometimes when you don't want to just punch the wall. Like, how do you deal with it and maintain it?
So I have like a few hobbies that I do. So one of the things I do is read. I read a lot. I have this app on my phone called Episode, where they have like interactive stories basically, and it's all like animated. It's actually really cool. And then I also like watching like a lot of scary movies, and and shopping. I just think having like healthy outlets or to like, you know, either take your mind off stuff or help you work through things is great. And then also music. Music is probably, if the music wasn't there, I'd probably be on my last leg, child.
Wow.
I don't know what I would do. So really just like, I feel like having hobbies really keeps you like grounded. And it also helps with my anxiety. I have really bad like anxiety.
Yeah. And OCD, I have it really bad too. I want it done right now. I don't want to have to come behind. Yeah, that's me. Okay. So what does Simone Talese have coming up in the future?
So I am currently, I did like a little bit of a switch a little bit in the sound of my music. Me and my friends have taken me to like a lot of like rager concerts, and I don't know, like I did not like rage at all at first. I was like, what is this? It's too loud in my ear.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Teezy on the track, boy. Teezy on the track.
I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. I live a different life. I get a different price. Benzo, we got the drip. Look like it's dipped in nice. I be the different type. That mean we not the same.
No.
I like to feed my dogs. You like to let them hang. We had a different clean. Mine had the rocks in it. Yours like baking soda. Just as bad when they shot with you. Double off a quarter for filling order. Mess up your sack for your real. Post some pictures of pistols on Instagram. So tell me how you still got beat up. Sipping margaritas on the beach with creatures. And it got me touching their features. Making a movie, your girl's the feature. I be the student and she was the teacher. I got a gagging on these nuts. When I hit from the back, she like ease up. The way that I touch her, you think I'm a pastor. The way that she screaming out Jesus. I live a different life. I get a different price. I spend it twice as nice. We not the same. 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 We not
We sold a lot of pounds. Started with depression, made you have to catch up. What I'm spitting here is a must turn. While I'm moving all this custard, getting money, fuck a buster. Ooh, I'm with Jermaine, ain't chilling. Poolside, Vegas, my chain hang chilling. Homegirl a rat, no, she can't hang with me. She ran through the crew, brought the gang gang with me. No, you did not come up from poverty. You really grew up in a nice house. You made a whole lot of bad decisions trying to figure what the fuck this life about. Now you a goddamn rapper, ain't make a play with a goddamn trapper. Say you gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Hear a couple bang bangs, now teeth start chatter. We cut from a different cloth. Yo, stitching is bitch made. Your focus is getting pussy. My focus is getting paid. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Thank you.
You are currently in the den.
Wonder when I see you again. Ay, funny how quickly things can change. We gotta lock away, we gotta stay away. Now I'm here messed up like I'm here to save the day. I know you heard the word, they trying to flatten curves while I'm just trying to come over and relax in yours. Ay. But now I know that's not cool. Right now we only see each other virtual, no school. But now I'm trying to learn you, if that's okay, if that's right. And if I see you one day, that'll be the night of my life. We take flights, or maybe we can go somewhere outside. I do not care, as long as you're right here by my side. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. Thinking about you like a kid on Christmas Day, my present and future. We laying back watching movies like, ay, 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 what you doing that Friday? When this is all over with you on my shoulder, like, please, please tell me where are we going? All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today. But now we cannot be together. For you I'll travel through the worst weather. I don't know what to say about it. But baby, hold up, I don't know, maybe it'll get too crowded. With all these emotions floating around the air. But then I go look around and I don't care. So I put this mask off, hug and kiss you. Cause you know, baby girl, I do miss you. Wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, until I get to kiss you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, I just can't wait to hug you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to love you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, no, no. All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today.
Now that's dope.
Choppers in this damn range. You all up but that mouth won't do a damn thing. I got 100 niggas in my campaign. And we ain't drinking water, only champagne. I ride around your town, do a drill, then I skirt off. Then I pack your bags, fuck the hoe and pull a skirt off. Made it out the mud, then I got up and brush the dirt off. My man keep the 40 with the beam, call it Rudolph. Oh, no, they still the captions on my photo. The one with hella likes and VVS's wrapped in rose gold. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dancing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas come.
much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas diss me. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas diss me. Coming through your chimney.
The hottest indie.
Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I speak, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. I'm running from Satan. I ran into love, I ran out of patience. Just had a daughter trying to figure out how to keep her off the pole and keep my son out of case. So close I can taste it. The forbidden fruit of the rich and famous. Worth it, but it's dangerous. Social media famous. Niggas trapping bangers, snitching after getting indicted. Shit is crazy, fuck I'ma do. Niggas get blood on their hands for bloody shoes and designer fabric. Shit is tragic, riding with the automatic like a passenger. Catch you, they blessing you. Calling us radical, but got every excuse from police. Grew up in hoods where guns and drugs is prevalent. You don't think he got PTSD? His homie got smoked and his daddy on coke. He grew up in houses, he sharing with roach. With bread in his pocket, he carrying toast. Never on safety, his belt is a host. He just wanna ball in the streets as his coaches. No Joe and Big Meech in the poster. Stay in the house when police patrolling. Living like this and goodies going old. The shelter the young and they teaching the oldest. Fuck the POTUS, you support him, you bogus. Ain't feeling shit you saying, now you bipolar. Stacking the deck, you ain't meeting your quota. First week was weak, your season is over. This shit the reason I breathe. I do this for niggas relating to what I'm saying. This shit the reason I lead. It's serious to me. It's never a joke when it come down to feeding my seed. I put on fatigues and go to war with everybody. Flipping their pocket, I need every dollar. Nigga, all profit. Pray to God got me coming hard body. Summer rain on a nigga called Thomas. Bring the pain when I started. I ain't stopping. Change the game. Tell my nigga that I got him. Yeah. Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip. Reminisce. Hear the applause when I spit. Cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. The shit that we facing, no other race can survive. They pat us in slave ships, they know the language. Took all the men from the tribe, we fought and they hanged us, calling us heinous. Treated like we armed and dangerous, followed in our own neighborhoods. Cops called by the neighbors, started to say the shit ain't racist, they try to degrade us. Nigga, we made us, that's why you hate us, fuck all your favors. Did everything to break us, well fell, now the family break up, then it's 100 to 1. Longer time for crack than coke, like it's different or something. Our people addicted, get sent to a prison, white people addicted, addiction reform. Through all the affliction, we weather the storm. Penalty different when your skin is rich with melanin. Prison system ain't no rehabilitation, who gon' hire you when you got a felony? No, you don't, but then that shit you peddling. Know your pedigree, know that greatness in you, you don't use it, then you settling. And our culture is the evidence, fuck what they telling you. Coronas and grenadine. And I sip, reminisce, get applause when I speak, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me. What's up, you guys? This your girl Nala right here in the den, all the way from Georgia to Florida on Power 904. Yes, make sure you stay tuned in with us this year because we got so much new stuff coming in. Like I always tell y'all, you don't want to miss this.